Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you today. We're cleaning some things up from the winter sports season. We're getting back to winter sports season, and we'll be talking about Hortonville and New London had some athletes in the state hockey tournament, and we'll be talking about that as both of them qualified for state. And I'll be recapping everything that happened there in Madison. It was a fantastic weekend there, and it should be a pretty awesome time. This is podcast number 76. It's bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com, opacanow.com. It all goes to the same exact website. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. She'll go straight to your phone whenever you post it, and post it to our social media sites on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specials get paid on your satisfaction, not by how much you sell a vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we'll head to the sectional championship game where the Nita Hortonville Menasha Rockets boys team defeated Notre Dame 4-0 to qualify for their first ever state tournament appearance in program history. And after the game, I talked with head coach Mike Elkin.
You know, it's one of those that you sit back and you look at it and you look at what these kids have put in, how hard they've worked all year, and you know, it showed in the first period. Notre Dame was the better team. In the second period, you know, we took over, and you know, that was a testament to these guys just believing in themselves and worrying about the next shift.
What was the biggest difference after that first period?
Well, you know what, it's shorthanded. We score a shorthanded goal, and then that relieves everybody, and everybody gets happy and feels good about themselves, and we go to work harder. And then, you know, the kid between the pipes, Jake Mork, he's been unbelievable all year long. And, you know, so when you have a kid like that in between the nets, you know, you feel pretty comfortable with the 3-0 lead, and you get the empty netter there to take her.
I guess you guys have been so close for all these several years. How does it feel to actually get to say it now?
Oh, Coach Lindemann and I are, you know, it's one of those that it's emotional. You know, it really is. All the hard work that we put in and the emotion that we have, it's crazy.
How confident were you in going into this game?
You know what, I believed in this team, and you know, we focus with the kids and not letting them think beyond the game. Think about the next shift and that's tough to do. It was tough for me to do, but we had to do it, and I think that, you know, it's sort of the mindset that we've had, you know.
Jake Mork finished with 19 saves in a shutout victory for the Rockets.
Jake, I love you.
I love you too, Ben. get your thoughts on the game tonight.
It was a great game. They came out flying. They had 17 good shots. I wouldn't give them any doubt there. If they would have went to state, they would probably do as good as us.
Obviously, shut up for you guys. What did you think of your performance here tonight again?
I felt like I did good. Our defense kept them outside, and all of our offense kept it down in their end, so it was all good.
Obviously, you guys have been so close to the program the last few years to making a state. How does it feel to finally get there?
Feels like the curse is broken.
Yeah.
So it feels amazing.
How confident are you going into this game?
I'm feeling confident, but there's always that other side that's like, what are they going to bring at us? But we're just going to get better tomorrow.
Ethan Long scored a goal, and I got a chance to speak with him as well.
It was a grind, man. We had to work for it every shift, taking shift by shift. Just got to do what we got to do, and we did.
This is a program you guys have been so close the last few years. How does it feel to finally make it to state?
Oh, man, we've wanted it. We've tasted this sectional final before, and now that we finally got there, it feels really good. But we still got work to do.
And take me through your goal. What did you see there?
Cody was on the far side of a point. He wrapped it around, and then it came back out to Owen, and we were just getting bodies in front. Owen shot it, popped out behind. I just wrapped it around, and it found its way in.
How confident are you going into this game?
I mean, we're confident. We're just confident in ourselves. We believe in our program. We know what we got to do, and we just came and put the work in, and it worked out.
All right. Anything else that you wanted to add?
Go Rockets.
A week after that, the Rockets played in the state tournament in Madison, their first game in this quarterfinals. They beat Hudson 4-1. They took a 3-1 lead after the first period and had another with an empty net goal late in the third period to move on to the state semifinals. Goals were scored by Eric Alberts, Dylan Fox, Mason Marquardt, and Luke Elkin. And assists were made by Luke Elkin and Mason Marquardt, with two from Ethan Long and two from Dylan Fox. Jake Mork had 20 saves in 21 chances as the Rockets moved on to the state semifinals to play Waukesha. They won that game 7-3. Ethan Long, Dylan Fox, Eric Alberts each had 3 points for the Rockets. Ethan Long and Dylan Fox had 2 goals, 1 assist. Eric Alberts had 1 goal, 2 assists. Cody Diaz and Luke Elkin each had 1 goal, 1 assist in the win. Jake Mork, 13 saves as the Rockets moved on to the state championship game, where they played against a really good team. It was University School of Milwaukee for the state championship. Lost that 1-62. They trailed 4-0 after 2 periods before scoring a pair of goals in the third. Ethan Long scored 1 goal, 1 assist. Eric Alberts, 1 goal for the Rockets. University School of Milwaukee put up 44 shots on goal. That's so far 38 saves for Jake Mork. They're a really good team. They won as the Rockets finished runner-up in the state tournament, so a pretty incredible season for them. And it was pretty awesome to be able to watch this season, and especially there in the state championships. And then over to the tournament, also in Madison that same exact weekend, the Fox City Stars, which has one Hortonville player, Madeline Jablonski, and one New London player with Hattie Behrens on their teams. The Fox City Stars won the state semifinal game 3-1 against the Cap City Cougars. Stars took a 2-0 lead in the first period. Each team scored once in the second as the Stars moved on with a 2-goal victory. Fox City Stars' Victoria Nelson, she had 3 assists. Madison Jablonski had 1 goal, 1 assist. Goalkeeper Hattie Behrens had 12 saves on 13 chances to move on to the championship game, where they played against Hudson. The Fox City Stars took a 3-0 deficit early in the first period, but they stormed all the way back to tie it at 3 in the second period. Teams exchanged goals, but Hudson led 5-4 late in the game. Mikhaela Zilish tied the game up at 5 with about 11 seconds left, and what a moment that was to end it and send it into overtime. And then in the second overtime, Madeline Jablonski scored the game-winning goal to win the state championship. So what a fantastic moment that had to be for her. And unfortunately, this is part of the reason why we haven't had a podcast in a while, but a bunch of my interviews on my recorder got deleted. Not sure what happened, but I was able to save some of them. I talked with Hattie Behrens coach Jeff Fox. Both those got deleted, but I was able to save an interview I had with Madeline Jablonski after the game. She scored the game winner. Here is Madeline Jablonski.
It was insane. I can't even really describe it right now. Crowd was awesome, and we did it in overtime. It was special.
Obviously, a game-winning goal for you to win the state tournament. You ever envisioned something like this?
Yeah, this year we knew we could do this. It was our goal to get here all season. And then once we got here, like, we knew we weren't done, and we wanted to win it all, and we did it.
Take me through the final play. What did you see there?
I cut behind the defenseman, and I saw Lauren with it. I called for it, and she hit me with the pass, and then I did my move. Whenever I like to get on and close to the goalie, I like to do that move. And I tried it earlier in the game, and it didn't work, but it did there. So I was obviously losing my mind.
Yeah. And what's that feeling like when you see the puck go into that?
I just hugged my teammates. I chucked my gloves, and we were just in a big ball, just screaming and crying and laughing. It was amazing.
Obviously, you guys went down 3-0. What did you guys do to get back into this one?
Yeah, we never gave up. Everyone chipped in. Their second line played amazing. I think they had like 4 or 5 goals, and we just all hands on deck, and we never gave up, and we fought back, and we did it.
So you guys score a goal with 11 seconds left to tie it up. What was the feeling that was?
That was insane. I think that was Mikhaela Zilish's second goal of the night. I just was screaming. We were all like crying, like we couldn't believe it. And then after that, like we knew we could do this, and we just kept going, and we did.
Is there a specific moment this season, or do you feel like all year long this could be a special team?
All year long. From the beginning, we knew that we could get here, and it would be our program's first time. So that was our goal all along, and we did. So.
And what do you think you'll remember most from this year?
This year? I don't even. Probably the seniors. We're so tight with all of them, and now that they're gone, we're definitely going to be missing them. We got along really well, and every game we played, we had so much fun, and I'm never going to forget that.
And what a weekend that was for both programs. And our coverage of the state hockey tournament was brought to you by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the North Woods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for us today. We'll be doing the same thing for basketball, recapping everything that happened in that with the Hortonville girls basketball team making it to state. And then we'll do a few different Team of the Week segments. A lot of you we've already recorded this a few months ago, but we'll be putting those out over the next day or so. And we got New London girls basketball, Nina Hortonville Asher Rockets hockey, Fox City Stars hockey, Hortonville basketball, and a few others. We'll get to those in the next few days, and it should be pretty fantastic before we get rolling into spring sports season. It's up. Spring sports season is here, and you can check out newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com to check out everything going on there, and it should be a pretty fantastic time. Looking forward to the spring sports season. Getting ready and rolling. It should be a fantastic time. I appreciate you guys listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic rest of your day. My name is Eric Bookier, and I'll talk to you later.